Let's go to the phones. We'll go to the I Can't Believe It hotline in Fort Worth, Texas. Mike's there. Hey, Mike, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, Michael.
Well, I want to tell you, I can't believe it story.
What happened?
Me and my best friend and his younger sister and her friend decided to go out when we were 19 years old to a graveyard on Halloween and put a Ouija board down on a grave.
Oh, gosh, you did everything wrong.
Yes, I know how you feel about Ouija board.
Oh, yeah.
So we sat down on this grave, and we had a minivan and with the door open, so we had to make an escape if somebody, you know, came around and caught us. We could get out of there quick. But we heard this growling and hissing about 100 yards off, and we had a spotlight with us that we were using, and we popped up over this tombstone, and we shot this spotlight, and we saw these red eyes, black coat of fur, and these fangs. And it was jumping over tombstones at us. Now, I about soiled myself.
I would have.
We dropped everything and ran, and the only thing I know is I dove inside that minivan, my friend hit the key, and we were out of there.
Gone. Gone. Even if it was somebody in a costume, it's scary.
At the point that where we were at, like your guest Nick was talking about, the paranormal wolf, that's what I was thinking when I heard that story when he was explaining that. When we did that, it was kind of ignorant to even be out there, but we were young and stupid. But just the fact that that thing was growling, hissing, and was running right towards us, and we poked up around the we poked up above a tombstone, shot that spotlight, and saw that thing coming at us, we were out of there.
Did you leave the Ouija board on some grave?
We left it. There's a short, there's a little town called Smithfield, and it's got a real old graveyard in between Fort Worth and Dallas called the Mid-Cities. And we left everything, and there was a little short black fence with little spikes on top. We cleared it. We cleared it, jumped in that minivan, and we were out of there.
Can you imagine, though, the poor family going to visit the grave of whoever departed, and they see this Ouija board on their tombstone?
Only thing I can think of is I hope the groundskeeper picked it up, but that right there convinced me we're never doing that again. We all said we're never doing it again. We're not ever going to mention it, but I heard your guest on tonight, and I thought that is exactly what happened to us.
And you'll never forget it.
And I will never forget. I'm 33 now, and we did it when we were 19. And
Mike, you'll be telling your grandchildren 30 yeah, years from now this story. Just pick your moment.
I never moved so fast in my entire life. I think when it came at us, it was we saw it jumping these tombstones, just coming straight at us. And when we dove in that minivan, it just disappeared.
Just remind, it's like Halloween or Friday the 13th.
Stay away. It was really odd. And I don't know if it was the flashlight beaming against its eyes to make it red, but it had red eyes. And I remember those white fangs. And the thing was just growling, hissing, and coming right at us.
Well, you did the right thing, jumping in the van and taking off.